be the understanding more and more about whatever appears there, until it's just visible object, no name, only that which is seen, a reality. Because when we talk about just a reality, it's different from people and things.
Mm-hmm.
Quite different. Without it, no things, no people, no world at all. It's behind the scene. This is only the skin, the outer appearance. What are things? Pardon?
Anupayanchana.
Yeah.
Nimitta
and Anupayanchana. Yeah.
This is the movie.
Samuti. Yeah. By understanding realities, we can understand better and better meaning of the words that we have read. Like nimitta. See, now it's clear. Without the Paramattha Dhamma, there is no nimitta. But what is seen is not the Paramattha Dhamma, which arises and falls away. Because all Dhamma, which is conditioned to arise, falls away instantly as soon as it appears. So this is not the Paramattha Dhamma, but it's the nimitta of the Paramattha Dhamma. So we know that how much ignorance one has accumulated not to really understand what is seen as it is. Only that. And all realities work that way, like memory marks and remember. And vitaka, touch the object. And feeling feels independently. No one can control at all. It takes quite a long, long time. But don't mind. Or no tina mita.
Tina mita, no?
Because you see, at moment of being discouraged,
yes, it's tina mita.
It's tina mita,
yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, we think of only when it's a moment of drowsy, sleepy, yeah. But actually it's not.
Even now can be tina mita any time too.
But whenever there is discouraged dosa, yes, indeed. Yes. Because now I feel a bit of energy. So there is no tina mita, so no need to talk about this.
See, but you're forgetting that when tina mita arises, there is energy also.
Yes, but there is dosa also, I think. No?
But each one performs its function. Mm. Yeah. Even there is really to be drowsy.
I don't know that. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe
right,
conventional.
Drowsy or feeling full after a meal.
Yeah.
Or lack of energy.
I didn't want to.
I like the word lack of energy because it pertains to me sometimes. But sometimes it's okay.
But energy is not jitnama. In that sense, when you talk about lack of energy.
Right.
Mm.
Nothing to do with conventional
energy. But then we talk tina emida ajan, then it's there. Yeah.
It's not rupa.
Mm-hmm.
I found it useful this morning when you talked about just initially just understand that there are realities now that are unknown.
Yeah.
This is
the meaning of iti piso pakawa. Because of all these teachings, these words, that one was the enlightened one. Otherwise, never be the word Dhamma or realities, absolute realities.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be disappeared very, very, I don't know, soon or not. But thinking about whether who is interested in studying carefully, sincerely, truthfully, to understand each word of the teachings. Like Dhamma, one knows the meaning, the translation. But the essence or the meaning of it. It's right now, see. Whatever appears is Dhamma. beyond control.
So we're just trying to, Tina and Mita, do they only arise with dosa?
They don't arise with dosa. They do arise with dosa?
Sankharika.
Only
Lobha
with
and dosa. Yeah.
Prompted, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Weak cheetahs, Lobha and dosa.
Usually people think about number, but not the characteristic when it appears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not still not clear. You're saying it arises with dosa.
Sankharika.
So it arises with dosa as well.
Dosa and lobha.
And the prompted dosa mudrachitta.
Yeah, the weaker ones.
Yeah.
Okay, so that
sluggish
that
for lobha, sluggish for dosa.
That helps.
Yeah.
Means it arises with lobha and dosa.
And dosa.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Anything. Of course, a lot can arise.
But when it's there, no one knows.
Not anything.
Mm. See.
Yes.
So first of all. Dhamma, a reality, that's all.
Yes.
Before you can know whether it's sankharika or asankharika with
tinamida
or not,
it's
gone completely.
So if you start trying to figure that out, you're thinking
it's not
again.
Understanding.
You can just think of strong or weak.
It's not understanding. You're delirious thinking almost.
I still don't get this delirious thinking.
I understood it more.
If it can be understood, it's all right. It's not delirious. But when it's beyond,
that's yeah,
considering or thinking
that,
or understanding,
that helped beyond, and it's beyond one's
ability,
right? Mm-hmm.
Just
then
reciting details,
yeah,
but not
yeah,
really
right,
understanding.
Like they recite the Tipitaka in Burma. I think they can recite the whole Tipitaka, three Pitaka.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the understanding? Otherwise, there will not be the Samnak Patipat meditation center.
That's
reciting,
the result of the delirious thinking.
Reciting it all with an idea of self and control.
Even though the recital may be without understanding, it may be useful to someone who hears with understanding.
With understanding.
Because it may be the first but is that the purpose of reciting for the others to understand? Well, it may just have...
Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? But
it's
so
like
it
opening the internet and finding some sutta.
But it may be useful for someone who is listening.
And the motivation?
Well, they when the...
Of reciting?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't. It may be. But
you accumulate kusala for oneself.
Buddha didn't teach anyone not to understand.
No. We always hope to understand. We always would like to
know that that's the way to understand.
Yeah.
But if we didn't have an opportunity to listen to you,
or to write words.
Or to write words, then we would not be able to even begin to start.
Mm. That's why the teachings will soon be gone.
Mm. In the time of the Buddha, they didn't write anything down.
And not so much.
So they kept the teachings by repetition and by practice.
Listening. Considering.
And memorizing.
Mm-hmm.
And
With understanding. Yeah. Like Ananda, he listened to the words of Buddha and he taught according to the words he has listened, and he think over it that he has heard from him.
But some of them probably just memorize it without understanding.
I mean, as a ritual.
As a ritual.
They could memorize it as a way to keep the
teachings.
Right. So they could transmit the teaching but not understand it.
They don't even know the meaning of it.
No.
Because
mm.
it's in Pali word.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's helpful to those
who can understand.
Who can hear it and understand. They have to hear it.
They have to understand.
They have to hear it.
But what about the reciter?
They might be just a radio.
Yes. That's why I said, like, opening the internet.
Yeah. They're just...
But hearing.
So you're sort of saying that even the understand the recital without understanding or almost mindless recital could be can still be dhammadana in the sense that the person receiving.
I don't know about that. I just know
I don't know. That's what I wondered.
Well, I think
that's what you're talking
about.
That's
what I'm trying to think.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I hear
you
saying something, but you're just saying it, you don't know what you mean. But I hear those words, and then I try to think.
But the intention is more important.
Yeah. For that person.
For example, the one who teaches wrongly.
It's true.
See? They do not understand what they are teaching at all. But the person who has accumulation to understand.
Mm-hmm. And it's
that person's kusala, but it's that the teacher's akusala.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
You're receiving the fruits of your
karma. Understanding.
And
so, but it's not dhammadana because it can't be done with akusala citta.
Because it's not dhamma.
Yeah.
So it's wrong view.
So it's not useful to hear?
Not at all. You mean...
No, to hear.
Hear with understanding.
No, you have to hear with understanding, not just to...
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the opportunity to hear, I may not have it otherwise if somebody did not recite it.
And Achan, if we explain the Dhamma not with the right purpose, but it's just to show how knowledgeable we are.
It
and it's
is
not
akusala.
And how can that be an act of dana?
No, I don't think anybody said.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that they do it without any understanding, but they do it, but it may give somebody else an opportunity to hear those words, which they might not have had
one
before.
One foolishness?
It depends.
They're just tape recorders. And they're just playing back.
Play the tape.
Recorder. Yeah.
So you mean like the guy who founded Google has given the opportunity for many of us to find sutras?
I never heard the word Nama before. But it gave me the opportunity to start to think and read and try to understand. If I had never heard the word Nama, I've lost an opportunity. I'm just saying that hearing can
without
trigger.
Explanation, can you understand?
No, I need to find someone who could explain to me.
You found a time to explain.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they may hear, but it's an opportunity to hear and then get the right explanation.
Or not.
Yes, or not. But it's still the opportunity
I think,
to hear.
In fact, you could hear anything and maybe find something interesting that would lead you to... It doesn't even have to be that, really, if you... So, I'm not sure.
And on the other hand, you hear Achan understand... And then doesn't even have to be words from the sutta. It can be anything that can condition understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One word.
One word's enough.
So we speak just one word.
There was this Bahia or who in the sutta, just very short speech he get and he get enlightened. Mm.
One word will bring another word, and another one word, and another one word.
Yes. It can. And at least I have to understand word by word. Mm. Never chanting with long chapter by nothing. Mm. That's we had a problem with my country, the traditional and non-stream. Of Buddhists, most of us translate from
even
Theravada
country like Thailand.
Yeah, and we don't understand. We don't know the and as even the sound from Chinese and the word meanings also translate from Chinese to Vietnam. When they're chanting, we don't understand.
There's many religions in America with chanting in language, Latin. Yeah. Nobody knows Latin. Yeah. Yes. Same thing, really.
That's yeah? right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some family have somebody pass away. I invite some monk to chanting the sutta. But most, just the monk, the specialist.
Might not understand, but the listener understand.
The family member, sitting there.
It's because the monk don't understand. That's why they
don't say monk.
Could not explain it to family member. Right?
The monk who's...
It's bad karma.
But a monk with wrong views is wrong, is bad karma?
For the monk.
But there was one sutta in Thai for Ivan. Did you get it, the meaning? Or one they did in Pali and one is in Thai.
When yes. they recite.
When we, Batatong. Yes. Batatong.
Batatong.
Yeah.
They did the one in Thai.
I understand Thai.
Yeah.
And some words in Pali. Mm.
So, Chan, is it bad karma to say that the monk is chanting and that's why without understanding?
To find out the answer, what jitta is there at that moment of talking or speaking about monk?
Just trying to show that. It's wrong. It's wrong view.
Yeah.
But what intention?
What's the intention?
Mm-hmm. Want it to be known. Mm-hmm. Sorry? Correctly.
Mm-hmm. It's gone. I forgot.
It cannot be known just by thinking about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only awareness and right understanding.
Right, that moment, That's the problem.
Okay. Vanya develops, little by little.